boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Have you been taught nothing in your life? I don't care how long you've known a person. You don't swipe when someone hands you their phone with the camera roll open. You just don't do it.
And you know what? It's funny because I've talked about this on the show before.
You have.
That back in high school when I was doing driver's ed, my friend had, she was my friend, okay? It was the partner that I got put with in driver's ed, showed me her photo of the guy she was dating at that time. I thought there would be, I don't know, more photos of the guy. So I swipe. Next thing I know, Nikki photo.
Yeah.
Well, not her. I mean, of her, not of him.
Doesn't matter. Don't care. Don't want to know, really. That's why you don't swipe.
You think I would have learned my lesson? I didn't.
Dude, maybe I need to be more... Let me be clear. My camera roll is not filthy.
No, okay? It's not.
It's mostly...
I would know because I've swiped before.
You did today. It's mostly my cats and a lot of videos from here at work. And
or she's screenshotted because she wants to show that she has receipts.
Yeah.
It's really just that. That's what her camera roll is.
But
again, because I've swiped.
Just be passing my phone around to... take videos and make TikToks and all the things. Cause I'm like, I don't care. I don't have anything to hide. Nobody's texting me. I have zero notifications. I hand Destiny my phone today and she just starts swiping in my camera roll. I'm like, okay, relax. Not too much now. What are you doing? I don't even think you realize what you swiped on.
I was trying to go back to the video we just took to make sure it was a good shot. And
yeah.
Next thing I know, I might have swiped a little too much.
Well, what you saw was my cat hiding under the rug this morning.
Oh, man, I missed that video. I swiped and then you immediately took the phone away
from
me.
Well, yeah, I snatched it because I'm like, what's going on? I don't know what you're about to see. Let's chill out. I didn't take anything weird.
Sounds like somebody who's a little nervous for me to see some things on her phone. Now, come on.
Do you want me to start swiping through your camera roll?
Honestly, all it is really embarrassing. Hundreds of photos of me telling neighbor man, okay, let's do it again. Let's do it again. We got to do it again.
Yeah.
That's honestly what it is.
I can't handle that cringe. I can't. I won't.
And you know me, even though we've taken the photo, what do I pick? The first one. Every single time.
No, I'm already angry. So funny. I feel like people were like laughing at us today because they're like, oh, you both wore your little skirts. Are you wearing a skirt or a dress, by the way?
It's a skirt.
I guess I didn't look that hard.
I shouldn't get that offended real that quick. No, it's a skirt.
We did. And that's, like, not really our normal attire.
No. You and I like to bundle up. It's too dang cold in this building. I do not want to wear a skirt.
Cold, comfy, jeans, casual, which, I mean, this is very casual, but... I don't know. I must mean summer's here. The girls are wearing skirts in the freezing cold office.
I got a ton of like dresses and skirts over the last like 2 weeks, and I really, really want to wear them, but it's too dang cold in here.
You know what? Today though, I'm actually doing okay.
I know. I haven't used my space heater once.
I have mine on right now. That's why I'm okay.
Because you're like bundled up to the little fire.
Exactly. And I need you to not look too close because I have come to realize I'm not a lady and can't wear things like this.
No. I thought you were going to say the same thing. Yeah. So normally you would wear shorts underneath your skirt.
Well, and I will be.
Did you?
For real? This is a skort. I think I owned this when I was five, maybe, but the shorts underneath are white. So
can I be honest with you? I did not wear shorts.
Okay.
So I have to pay attention to where I'm like bending
eyes
over.
Eyes up, everybody.
I gotta pay attention to how I sit because sometimes I don't sit lady like
this.
I
have my knees up right now.
Oh, yeah, I put my knees up, and at some point I might flash you. So,
you know what? Respect me, I'll respect you.
And
don't look at me, I won't look at you.
I will tell you, my dogs eat my underwear, so there might be holes, and you might see something.
Okay. Now I have to quit. Oh, my God.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
This is going to be so up your alley, Destiny.
I don't know what it is, but I'm excited.
And anybody else that is a hopeless romantic, I'm going to apologize right now to neighbor man, your boyfriend, because you're going to be a menace, okay? There's a trend going around of people celebrating arbitrary anniversaries. or arbitrary versaries. Okay?
Okay.
Arbitrary meaning like not the big stuff, not your dating anniversary or your marriage.
I find any excuse to celebrate.
Well, this is going to be just for you then, because it's a way of celebrating smaller things. I guess it's really popular with people who aren't married yet, because you don't have like a big wedding anniversary. So some suggested things to celebrate would be the day you binge watched your first show together. If you happened to write that down. Oh my God, I wouldn't remember that.
No, I would not.
First time.
Our first date was at Need Pizza on New Year's Eve. And then that night we came home and we binge watched this like stupid. It was like a golf show. It's like where it's like a hard golf course or whatever. Almost like putt-putt. I don't remember what it was called.
Okay,
I was
weird.
Very tipsy.
Sounds like it. Other things people have suggested. The first time that you went to the bathroom with the door open.
That was probably the first day.
That's probably about right. The first time you went on a trip together. That would probably be easier to...
That would be literally last Tuesday.
Where'd you go?
Minneapolis.
Oh. That was your first trip together?
We never went on a road trip before.
Okay, well, you need to write that down.
Okay, I got that one down.
Can celebrate it next year.
What else?
The day that you slid into their DMs.
Oh, that would be 2 days before New Year's Eve.
Easy. Okay. And then maybe even the first time you saw each other in the nude.
Oh.
I don't want to know. Keep it to yourself. You're not allowed to say anything else.
I actually don't remember the first time I saw him in the nude. I thought you were going to say the first time I saw him. Because I'll tell you this. I had COVID the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And it was the week after that I had like ordered like COVID tests or whatever and it got delivered to his doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to like come over to my doorstep and he was like holding them out because he still thought I was like sick. And he was like, here you go. Like, don't get me sick. And so he like tossed them to me and I'm like, I'm okay.
Okay. So you're set because you clearly.
So we'll count that as our first like nude, but it was really just our first time meeting each other.
You already know all of these dates. So now you need to have anniversaries.
Where's our like first kiss or like our
first. We could do that, but that's pretty normal. I feel like some people celebrate
our first fight.
They say that. Yes. Now we're still talking.
I want to celebrate our first fight.
Maybe the first time you cried.
That was probably the first night. It was.
Oh my God.
Because I trauma dumped on him.
First trauma dump. There you go.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I know cats kind of get a bad rap and people are like, oh, they're going to take over the world or they're going to murder you someday. Maybe that's the case. I think my cat Toulouse is on her way to being a genius. Okay. She proved herself to me last night. You have those moments where you look at your pet and you're like, I didn't know you were that smart.
I look at them sometimes when they do smart things and I'm like, are you part human?
Seriously. So to give you a little backstory before I tell you what happened, we feed my cats mostly just like dry kibble. We've done wet food every once in a while, but there was one time specifically that they had a can of wet food and it made Toulouse sick. It didn't sit right. She was up yakking all night. It was nasty, disgusting, horrible. And then after that, anytime we would try to give them wet food, like once a month or every so often, she wouldn't eat it. She was not interested. She'd sniff it and then walk away. And we're like, oh, man, maybe she's like allergic and now she knows better. Last night, I'm opening a can of olives, okay? And it's the same kind of like pulley tab tin can as like cat food would come in. And I opened it and Toulouse started screaming. From across the room. Like, she's not a vocal cat. She's meowing so loud. And I look at Curly, my boyfriend, and I go, she thinks this is cat food. She thinks this is wet cat food. And she is, like, begging us to give her some. We had some in the closet. I'm like, okay, let's just give it a try. It's been months. We've tried so many times. She just pays it no mind. Set it down in their bowl, and she eats the whole thing. She's been punking us for 6 months. Or she just finally got over her fear of getting sick again. I don't know what it is, but she heard that can of olives and immediately was like, oh, that's a snack. And that's a snack for me. I couldn't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know that she will eat it again.
Yeah, that's we feed our cats and dogs like wet food. I try to do wet food every night, and then we do dry food in the morning.
Yeah,
I can't open a can of tuna for myself or something.
They know.
Because they're like, oh, it's our time. And I'm like, nah, it's my time. Not your time. Knock it off. So beware, because now if you get like chunk chicken or tuna, you're doomed.
Good thing I don't like tuna.
If I get murdered, it's by a murder mittens.
Oh. How menacing.
I am strongly believing that our cat Luna is out to murder me. Here, I think it's just because she's jealous because I took her neighbor man away from her.
This is a lot of bold claims already.
You know what? She's salty because I took daddy away from her. Get over it, Blondie.
Wow. Okay.
Here's why I think she's out to murder me. Because last night, I was tired. I just threw my clothes on the floor right next to the bed, and I got into bed. All night long, she slept. On top of those clothes.
Mm.
I kept waking up. Still there. On top of those clothes. Mm. And I'm like, are you trying to show dominance?
Mm.
Like you are the woman of this house? Hey, Blondie. No, you're not. You're like 2 inches tall. Knock it off. But just that's what she was all night long. And I'm like, okay, maybe she's actually trying to like sniff me out. Really get my smell in there so she knows what I smell like. So she can murder me in the middle of the night. I don't know. That's just what I'm feeling.
She doesn't normally do this.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess when we lived, the whole reason why he's neighbor man, that's his name, is because we used to live in a duplex, and he was my upstairs neighbor.
Yeah.
When we were like that, and she would come down to my unit, she would sometimes sleep on my clothes, but otherwise, it's been a while since she's done this.
Mm. Well, my cat Romeo does this, so I don't think you're getting murdered. I think you're right. It's like a scent thing. It smells like you. They have like a nesting needs, I guess. It's just what they do as cats. But I'm thinking if you guys are really in a beef.
At least I think we're in a beef.
Well, I think she might be trying to sniff you out. She might be trying to see if you're cheating. Does she smell somebody else? So that she can tell neighbor man and she can have her back.
So she'd be like, meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. She'd be cheating. Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah. Or were they pants on the ground? Because then she is asserting her dominance and saying that she wears the pants in the house.
Okay. No. So, yes, my pants were on the ground, but they were actually more tucked underneath the bed. What she was laying on top of, and also she cleaned herself on top of, was my jacket that I wore yesterday.
Mm.
So I'm trying to figure out what that means.
Yeah.
Murder is what I think.
I don't think murder, but I do think she is going to steal your man.
I think she's mad.
She's going to take back what's hers.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's about that time
to get out of here.
I mean,
that was way too excited.
Way too excited.
Tone it down, Destiny.
You need to play it cool.
You need to act like you love it here. I do love it here. Oh, no.
I was going to say it's about time for a pool day.
Oh, I just wanted to enjoy the weather outside.
A pool day.
You just
don't want to be at work. That's all I'm saying.
As like literally 2 seconds ago, I asked the boss, can we leave early? Can we go? Can we go home? Can we come in late tomorrow? Can we not do our job?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying,
we need a pool here.
Nice. I have a baby pool. How many times do I have to tell you? I told you already like 3 times today. I'm getting the baby pool out this weekend.
I would like a baby pool here. And then also we have
a margarita machine.
Well, that would be nice. I do know Loretta has one.
Stop it right now.
Yes, she has one and yet has not brought it to work. Why? I have
because it's work, but I am.
She doesn't want to see her coworker sloshed.
I don't know about how many offices have a margarita machine, but I do think that if it hits 80 degrees, there's a little more leeway.
Well, here's my thing. We have a nice table in the back, like where all the cars are parked and stuff. We need an umbrella for it or something.
I thought we had one.
Do we?
I thought we had one.
Because here's the thing. I wanted to work outside so badly. But with the sun on you and everything, you can't see your laptop.
Umbrella hat.
You ever I still seen those? Can't see my laptop.
Oh. You know what I saw when I was on vacation?
A laptop hat.
No, I'm not kidding. When I was on vacation in Mexico in March, there was a girl. I wanted to be her so bad. She was laying by the pool and she had an attachment on her phone.
I've seen this.
With a little umbrella so she could see what she was like scrolling on TikTok or something with the sun beating down on us, she could still see. Maybe they have a laptop version.
I need a laptop hat so I can start working outside.
Get on Amazon right now.
I'll do it tonight so I can work outside tomorrow.
And I will take pictures and make fun of you.
I cry at the stupidest things, okay? So I want to know.
Go on.
Is this justified? Can I cry at this? Or is this just another dumb reason I'm crying, okay?
I'll let you know.
But I got a text message from my parents yesterday who are coming back to Iowa because they moved to Texas back in 2020. But they're coming back to Iowa for their one trip of the year in July. And the text message was, hey, we booked our rental truck to get everything out of our storage unit. And this means to me, it's like the final, like, straw, in my opinion. This is like, if they're really cleaning everything out of the storage unit, they're never coming back to Iowa. You know, I'm like, maybe I'm being overdramatic, but like, I don't know. There was a part of me in the back of my brain that always just kind of thought there was a chance that they could come back, you know? Maybe, just maybe they would want to. But hearing that they're going to clean out the storage unit, I'm like, there's no chance. They're never going to come back, which means I'll never get my parents back in the same state with me. They're all right. The way in the freaking bottom of Texas, okay?
Right.
So I just got another text message while we're in the show, and my dad goes, it's officially booked. We're going to do it at this time. And I'm like, and then we'll get to spend the final evening with the family. And I'm like, this sounds like you guys are, like, dying. I'm like, this is so sad.
Oh, my God.
And so can I be honest with you? I got this first text message yesterday, and I bawled like a frickin' baby yesterday. Okay? And my boyfriend had to hear all about it. And I was like, am I being stupid for crying about this? And I texted my sister, too. And I was like, hey, is it stupid that I'm sad? And she goes, no, it's not stupid that you're sad, but I'm not that sad about it. And I was like, oh, come on, be honest with me. This is like this is our final straw of our parents being in Iowa, and they're taking it out of Iowa. Am I stupid for being sad?
No.
Can I cry
short
again?
Short answer. Please don't cry right now. I beg of you, please, for my own selfish reasons. I can't. I don't know what to do.
No, because I don't.
She'd be like, they're there. Here's the thing. You're not sad about the crap in the...
I could care less about what's in the storage unit. I have no idea what's in it.
Except the fridge or whatever you guys...
I already got that out of it.
Nabbed out of it. So you don't really care about the storage unit. But it's weird when your parents, like... pick up and leave, I guess. My parents still live in the state, but when they moved out of our home in Anamosa to come to Cedar Rapids, it was like, why am I kind of sad about, like, really care about going back to Anamosa. Like, I don't mind it, but it was like, this is kind of sad. Like, it's weird. It's weird not going back there for Christmas when you think about it.
No, 100%.
So I think you're valid, but they're also going to come back. They come back every year.
For once, a week, which is really sad. It makes me upset about it. I'm trying to be like, you know, there are people who really don't have parents right now.
True.
Their parents have passed, and I'm trying to be like, don't be ungrateful, okay?
Yeah, you do get to see
them. But then, can I be honest with you? I try not, then I get really jealous. Because then like neighbor man's my boyfriend, whose parents live down the road. And I'm like, that's not fair, you know? My parents live all the way in Texas.
Maybe you need to have a ceremony to get these. I don't know. I can't stop thinking about a Viking funeral.
What?
Set something on fire and send it down the river.
My dad does love the Minnesota Vikings. That has nothing to do with
it. Take something from the storage unit, set it on fire, and send her down the river. You got a river in Vinton?
Yes.
There you go. The official goodbye.
At a Viking funeral, do we go skull? No, or is that just the Minnesota Vikings?
You can if you want.
Is that just the Minnesota Vikings?
I don't actually know.
Last night, I was really, really sad because I got a text message from my dad in our family group chat saying that when they're back in Iowa not next month, but in July, for their 1 week that they come back to Iowa, they're going to get a moving truck and they're going to get everything out of their storage unit. And this, honestly, it destroyed me mostly because, yeah, I knew deep down inside they were never going to come back. But I don't know why. Like, having that storage unit full of their crap, there was like that 1% in my head that told me there was a chance.
Yeah, maybe they'll change their mind.
It kind of almost like held them hostage a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so I was a little sad to hear that there was a storage unit being cleaned out, because now I'm like, no, there's no chance. They're never coming back. And I'm really sad because everybody wants their mom and dad to be close to them, right?
Right.
So I did what I always do when I'm absolutely devastated, and I went to Chick-fil-A, and I ate in the Chick-fil-A parking lot. This is my favorite thing to do.
Yes.
Well, when I was ordering my Chick-fil-A meal last night on the app, I got an alert that I am now silver medal status. Now, I don't know if I should be proud of myself for that or absolutely embarrassed, because that means I go to Chick-fil-A a lot.
It sounds like an Olympic accomplishment.
You know what? When you say
silver
like that,
medal,
I'm proud of myself.
She's an athlete. That's what I just learned.
If people ask me, are you an athlete? Did you do any sports? I'll be like, heck yeah. I'm a silver medalist. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, oh my God, you were an Olympian? Hell yeah, I was. A Chick-fil-A Olympian.
400 meter in nuggets or something. I don't know, just make something up.
While I was crying in the Chick-fil-A parking lot, eating my Chick-fil-A, I was spotted, and I wasn't alone after all. Let me explain. I love to go to Chick-fil-A when I'm sad. It's my favorite thing in the entire world. And I love to just sit in their parking lot, eat my meal, and be alone. We've talked about this 100 times.
It's your ritual.
It is. So when I was sad about my parents talking about how they were going to get a rental truck and they're going to clear out their storage unit, which to me is like their final straw. This is like really, truly, for me, a way of them saying they're never coming back to Iowa. So I was devastated about this. I went to Chick-fil-A. I ate my nuggets and I cried like a baby in the parking lot. And I sent a Snapchat to a couple of my close friends and I was just like explaining what was going on. And I was like, I just wish I had somebody to eat these nuggets with and just cry about it. And I, you know, finished my nuggets and I saw my friend was like sending me text messages back on Snapchat. And I was like, whatever, I'll get to her. I just want to get to my nuggets first. Like,
yeah, let's talk about priorities right
now. Yeah, right, your nuggets or my friends. I mean, come on now. And slowly but surely, messages kept coming, but I was like, I'll get to you in a second. Then I get a phone call, and I'm like, hello? And she goes, where are you at in the parking lot? And I'm like, near a tree?
Oh.
What tree? One facing Lindale. Are you a silver car? And I go, yeah. Get out. I'm going to hug you.
Oh.
I was like, she came from her house in her pajamas, because it was late at night, to come by and give me a hug. I was like, we need more people like that in this universe that will come by and give you a hug when you're sad.
I love it. That's dedication.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's not me.
No, it's not. Let me be clear. I would never ask for that. But for people who like physical touch, normal people is what I'll say. I think that's fabulous.
No, it just made my entire night. I was like, thank you for doing that, for coming all the way here. Because hugs mean the entire world to me. Just a simple hug can like make or break my day. And it just meant the world to me that she came by in like her pajamas late at night, all the way to Chick-fil-A to give me a hug.
And then hopped in her car and went home.
Yeah. And she probably didn't even get it Chick-fil-A. She already ate dinner. See, I loved that.
That's bogus.
I should have got a milkshake.
Did anybody, were there any bystanders? I want to know what somebody across the parking lot was like, wait a minute. Okay, so she's sobbing. Now somebody gave her a hug and they're already leaving?
Do you think we're on TikTok? You know what I mean? They're like, what is happening over there?
I think you might be on TikTok.
I put my boyfriend Neighborman up to the biggest test on our relationship last night. It's time to reveal if he actually passed the test or not.
I'd love to know.
I told him I was sad. I texted, straight up said, in case you need to know, I'm really sad right now. He was busy at work, so I couldn't really go into the details of why I was sad, which is that my parents are cleaning out their storage unit in Iowa, which to me is basically like their final straw. It really is like, it's like, for me, it's like they're never coming back. They live in Texas. They've been living there since 2020. So for me, it's like, this is really a sign they're never, ever coming back.
Yeah, they're not going to move back.
I mean, it was kind of obvious, but I don't know why a storage unit was for me.
It's the last piece.
The last piece, you know? So I texted him that. I'm like, in case you need to know, I'm really, really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always told him, at least for the, you know, the last like year and a half that we've been dating, things here and there. Because my sadness love language is food.
Mm-hmm.
I've told him like, hey, if I'm sad, mashed potatoes, French fries, ice cream, chocolate. I've given this man a list.
Okay.
And I texted him, I was sad. Now, I told you earlier that I was at Chick-fil-A and I was in the parking lot because that's what I love to do when I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating their food. And I got stopped because a friend came over to give me a hug. And then we chit-chatted. And then my boyfriend Abraham kept calling me.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, I'm trying to catch up with a friend. And then eventually I answered one of his phone calls. He's like, where are you at? I'm like, I'm at Chick-fil-A crying.
What do you need?
He's like, well, come home. And I'm like, is like an animal hurt? What's going on? He's like, I just need you to come home. Mm. So I knew something was sus when he did that. I got home and I was like, what's going on? He's like, I just wanted to see you, make sure you're okay. I'm like, okay, but I feel like you failed the test because I set you up for a test. I straight up said it to him. I'm like, I set you up for a test. And I told you I was sad. I see nothing here. Well, little did I know, hiding behind the coffee pot was a bag of Lindor chocolate. Now, I will give him 2 points because not only was it chocolate, but you and I both love anything that is birthday cake flavored. Mm-hmm. It was Lindor chocolate birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say it was kind of gross, but I'm going to give him the
benefit.
I just feel like they didn't do a very good job. It was Lindor's fault, not his fault.
Yeah, right.
It's Lindor's fault.
Right.
But I still ate it.
Okay.
And he passed the test.
But what? He let you be mean to him first about it? And say, you failed.
I did feel bad about that. I was like, well, it looks like you failed the test tonight. And then he turns around and I was like, well, you know, this is when you need to shut your mouth sometimes, Destiny.
So we learned something.
Unpopular opinion. But can I tell you something? My favorite thing ever is when I'm driving on like the interstate and you're going past those speed cameras. I love it when I see them flash them lights on somebody. Like, come on now. You didn't know there was a camera there?
Maybe they didn't.
Slow
That's
it down.
Not nice.
And then speed it up.
It's just not nice of you.
I don't know why. It's like, I laugh. And I'm like,
you're preying on other people's downfalls. Mean. It happens.
This girl got one of them.
I did. No. I didn't get a speed
there.
Camera.
Oh, you got one in Marion, though.
Got a red light camera. You know what?
And
I learned my lesson.
Shot was not pretty.
No, you couldn't see my face, but my dad knew it was me because it got mailed to them. It's not nice and it's not funny. Don't do it. It's not worth it. But don't laugh at people that made that mistake. It sucks.
I'm like, if you're going to do it, have a good mugshot, Taylor.
Well, I wish I would have
stuck your hands out.
Presented a special finger or something. I don't know.
You're
sad.
Number one, Marion.
Exactly. That's what I, yeah, that's what I meant.
Can you believe it was just like, what, last week that I was in Minneapolis? It was last week, right?
Was it?
Or was it the week before?
I don't know.
Everything's a blur. I was just there seeing Post Malone and going to Mall of America, having the time of my life. But we were there for like 2 days. So somebody had to take care of our pups and our kitties while we were there. And so Neighborman, my boyfriend, asked his boss and his family to come by our house a couple times of the day to take the dogs out and just check on the cats will survive.
Yeah,
dude,
they don't need anybody.
That's why you should get cats. They can do whatever they need to do, right? But they still checked on the cats too. So it was his boss, who's an adult, and then some kids who would stop by every once in a while. Who do you think was their fan favorite? You've got, let me give you a list. You've got Zaw, who's the baby. You've got Evie, which is Zaw's a dog. Evie, a dog. Luna, which is a kitty, and Fat Mochi.
Fat Mochi.
Yes. Fat Mochi was the fan favorite. Now, the key asking, was Fat Mochi named Fat Mochi, or was he given Fat Mochi later on? No, he was Mochi when we got him. Actually, he was McFluffer when we got him.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't know that.
He was McFluffer.
They had no idea his future.
Boy is fluffy now.
He is.
He was a skinny boy. He was a shelter cat, so
of course.
He was
very skinny when we got him. He was McFluffer. Then he was Mochi. Now he's Fat Mochi. Yeah. And I don't know what's after Fat Mochi, but I think we're getting there.
I don't know. It might be getting too mean. He earned his title. Let him keep it.
He was a fan favorite. I don't know if it was because he's, you know, a big boy or what it was.
Because he's a ham. I've met that cat, and he will make anybody his best friend. That's how he is.
Because he's a ham.
He's hammy Fat Mochi.
Come on, I need all.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I hope you're ready to take your man shopping because there is a hot new trend for the summertime for the dudes.
Okay, what is that?
Speedo summer. Yeah. Speedo summer. Yeah. Okay, let me break it down.
No, you keep going. I'm here.
We are seeing a rise in the fashion world and in the celebrity world of Speedos, aka like bikini bottom swimwear for men.
All right.
I feel like in the last couple years, guys.
And that's it. I want to make that clear. We are only wearing Speedos down there. Nothing else? Like, I don't know. Like, they weren't going to wear something else with it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just want to make sure that's all I get to see.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, like, swim trunks, even, like, athletic shorts have been getting shorter and shorter over the years.
Yeah.
I feel like even, like, high school, college boys really like to show a lot of thigh, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Harry Styles to thank for that. Paul Mescal,
I don't know who that is, but thank you.
Hottie loves a short. Now we're going smaller. All right. Speedos. I'm going to say two more people that you don't know. That's Walton Goggins and Theo James, both who were in White Lotus. Hot. Have been on magazine covers in Speedos. And then we're seeing these high fashion summer runways coming out because it's that time. Speedos are ruling the runway.
So are we wearing these just to the pool?
To the beach, to the pool.
And that's it, though?
Well, what do you mean? Like, I don't know. To Walmart?
Like, can we go to Menards in our Speedos?
That is too much.
I just wanted to see.
No.
It's
still swimwear. It's still beachwear. Speedos, people in Europe or Australia, Brazil, these are all like countries where it's very normal for dudes to be just walking around in Speedos.
To the mall?
At the pool.
Dang it.
What do you mean? Why would they come to work in a Speedo?
Okay.
You're doing too much.
I don't want to see my coworkers in a Speedo. Knock it off.
So I don't want to go to Menards and see someone in a Speedo.
I see producer Ben in a Speedo.
I'm calling HR on you right now.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
My neighborhood in Marion is under attack. Attack of the Jedi.
Of what?
The Jedis.
I thought you were going to say some rare bug.
Oh, no. Last night I was coming home from work. And I got the coolest neighbors in the neighborhood. There was like all these adults. And they had their lightsabers out. And they were having a lightsaber fight. I don't know if that's what it's called, but that's what they were doing.
In the middle of the road.
It was in somebody's like backyard.
Paint the picture. What's going on?
So I'm driving to Marion. And I'm driving home. And I only noticed this because one of theirs lit up. And it was like I don't know which character in Star Wars, so please don't get mad at me, but it was the double lightsaber and it was red. And they're just like whacking at each other in the backyard of somebody, and they were all attacking each other. I mean, it was a full-on Star Wars fight in somebody's backyard. Now, they weren't clothed in like Star Wars characters, so I didn't know who Darth Vader was, and I couldn't tell you who Yoda was or anything. They were just in their normal like street clothes.
Okay.
But it was a Star Wars fight. Now, I don't know if this is like a typical Wednesday, 8:30 night occasion in my neighborhood, so I'm going to have to like pay attention and start driving by every once in a while. But I want to be friends with these people. Like, I wanted so badly to just like pull over and be like, if I bring a lightsaber, am I invited to this party?
Well, we do have two here at work. I will tell you that. I think you just go all in. We have several costumes here. We may even have a Chewbacca costume somewhere.
I think we do. I think full Chewbacca.
You go in.
But Chewbacca doesn't have a lightsaber.
Whatever. You can carry one. Who cares? You show up disguised because then if they're like freaked out since you said nobody's dressed up, if you show up as Chewbacca and they're like, whoa, get out of here, freak, they won't even know it was you. But you
That's
could
true.
End up
that
being
true.
The coolest person then in the neighborhood.
Okay. I just got to get the. I can't do it. Okay. No, I guess you're going. Because I can't do it.
I don't even live there. Am I invited? I think I finally figured out when the appropriate time to leave my boyfriend Curly is.
Like forever? Like break up?
No. Well, I'm hoping that's not something I'll have to cross paths with. But, you know, I feel like relationships, it's like, oh, you should figure things out together and you're a team. But sometimes I think it's appropriate to leave them alone.
Especially when they're grumpy.
Exactly.
It's just going to make it worse.
And I've dealt with Grumpy Curly. But I have never seen him behave the way he does when he stubs his toe. To the point that I was like, this needs to be you time. I cannot make this better. In fact, I'm probably making it worse being around you. Last night, we were cleaning up dinner, putting dishes away, and he comes walking around the couch and he just smoked the garbage can. Like, I heard big toe down. Down the metatarsal. Is that the bone? I don't know. I heard it cracking. It sounded like it hurt real bad. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Let me take the plates out of your hand. Like, trying to help, because that sucks. Nobody likes to stub their toe. And he's limping away like, I'm like, okay. Do you need anything? Do you want an ibuprofen? No. I just need to sit and ice my foot. I'm like, okay, do you want to come lay in bed? Maybe elevate it? I don't know. Like, are we talking broken toe right now? I'm just trying to gauge how bad the situation is. I'm just going to ice my foot. I'll be fine. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go lay in bed. You come to bed when you're feeling a little bit better. I was like, this is all I can do, because I think me asking questions is now making you more upset.
Okay, but what body part is that for you? That you were like, don't talk to me. Because right now, I'm going to be the biggest meanie head ever.
Probably my shin.
Oh, what?
Have you ever whacked your shin on, like, I don't know, your bed frame, like a metal part of your bed frame at the bottom?
I mean, yeah, but I'm not mean about it.
I'd be mean for probably 5 minutes.
Mine will always be the funny bone. It is never funny.
It's never funny, but it's not worth being cruel.
Yeah, no. I think I'm over dramatic about my funny bone.
You don't say. No, overdramatic. Ooh.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
For now. Until I become the voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band. If they take me.
You'll be the voice of Let's Get Quizzical.
I'm at least the voice of that.
There you go.
Okay, I have something going.
That'll do. That'll do.
That will do. Hey, if you missed earlier in the show, I wouldn't say I was auditioning, because it's not the real audition quite yet.
Right.
It's a pre-audition to be the voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band, because they are doing auditions for that.
They are. They are. It's really out there.
And Taylor was putting me through the ringer. And you can listen to that on the podcast, which does drop at 7 o'clock tonight.
So she gave it a good try. A good try.
I did it my all. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
But I thought, you know what? Why not do a Hawkeye? And I've never done this before. A Hawkeye marching band themed trivia question for tonight.
There's a lot that you may not know.
No, I know you can Google the answer. And
don't.
Don't. This is for fun, okay? The Hawkeye marching band was founded in what year?
That's
the trivia question.
Think about it. How long has it been around? And then text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
That's the question. What year?
What? Yeah.
I feel like that's what they should ask in the interview for the audition. There better be an interview portion.
Oh, you know what I mean? To be the voice?
You need to be a great representation. Be the voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band.
I'm sure they're looking for that.
And they better ask you right away, what year were we founded? You better know. And I know, because that's the answer.
Because you selfishly chose it for your own radio show.
Tonight's trivia question, what year was the Hawkeye Marching Band founded? Was that good?
We got a little taste.
Hey, did you like that? Am I finally going to be? Do you want me to be the voice?
Mm-hmm.
No, she does not.
I do right now. you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question, really referring back to about 2 hours ago. when I absolutely killed it. What?
Yeah.
Showing myself that I will be, not can be, will be the voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band. Because I'm manifesting it, baby.
She read scripts. She wrote scripts. She read that. It was good.
You can also listen back to this on the Z102.9 website, app. It's Those Girls Podcast. It's dropping at 7 o'clock. You could, you know, listen to it yourself and also say that I'm going to be the voice because it was killer.
Well, now you're sucking up.
Why? Oh, because tonight's podcast or trivia question.
Trivia question. Right.
I might mess over my words, but so does everyone, okay?
You're only human.
Well, tonight's trivia question, just because I want to add a little sprinkle into my resume.
Right.
What year was the Hawkeye Marching Band founded?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I hope they're listening.
Oh, the band? All of them?
The band. Whoever picks the voice.
Yeah, there's probably multiple people. So far, we're seeing on the text line, Michael said 1936.
That's forever ago.
About a hundy.
About years. A hundy.
You know.
Well, I feel like they would make a big deal about that.
Here's what I know.
Okay, what do you know? Know it all.
As somebody that was at the games for many years. In the pregame, like, videos, they show some pretty old-timey footage of the bands and such.
I'm usually really drunk, so I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Things you should keep to yourself. That.
Again, I'm still auditioning.
Yeah, right.
Sarah says 1950. That does not seem long ago.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the University of Iowa has been around forever. Why wouldn't they have a band that's been around forever? God, that sounds so smart. Again, hello. I am here if you need me.
Right. Keep it up.
319-200-1029. If you don't have anyone applying.
Right. Okay, so 3047. I love this. I have no idea about the Hawkeyes marching band, but Band Geeks, the SpongeBob episode, aired September 7th, 2001. Sweet, sweet victory.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Bring it home. Do you think they bring that, like, cool fact out at, like, parties?
I don't know if you just Googled that, 3047, or if you know that. If you just have that in your back pocket, I do want to be friends with you. That is
That's a sick
sweet,
fact to know.
Sweet, fun fact.
That's like, so you kind of inspired me to, like, I want to know a fun fact.
Oh, you don't know. You know zero.
No, like, I just want to be able to be like, did you know in episode 34, 55? I don't know.
Yeah.
In
okay.
Gilmore Girls.
Well, now you know.
In 20 minutes and 62 seconds, she said, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I want to be that cool.
Got it.
They just inspired me to be
like, I'm going
to
steal that fact. September 7th, 2001.
Get it tatted on you so you don't forget.
Okay. I'm not going to do that, but all right. I'll remember this moment. How about that?
What year was the Hawkeye Marching Band founded?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. We'll have the answer coming up in two songs.
I just am not really good with, like, numbers and stuff like that.
Do you remember when it was?
What was?
Well, the date I just said 30 seconds ago.
It was
ago.
2001 something. September?
Yes.
First?
No.
September 14th? 7th, 2001.
Yes.
Heck, maybe you know what? I might be good with numbers after all.
Sweet, so sweet victory.
I don't need to get it tatted on me after all.
I mean, there's still time to change your mind.
It's a big day here on Those Girls Incorporated afternoon. Because I am going to make a big step in my life. I'm applying to the new voice of Hawkeye Marching Band.
And I'm trying to be a good friend and, like, give you some advice. I spent 4 years with pretty close relationship with the Hawkeye Marching Band, and you just said you want to hit me.
Okay, we don't need to, like,
I'm trying to make you successful.
Because I'm, like, editing the podcast right now, so it could drop at 7 o'clock, and I hear you're going, like, you're like, while I'm editing the podcast, what you said in the 4 o'clock hour was, well, Lou did it this way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He did.
Lou did it this way. All right. Well, I'm trying to get up to his standards, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a poor little 30-year-old, okay? I'm trying my best.
I need to try harder.
And then you're over there. You're like, well, yeah, it needs to be like this so that we can go, ha, ha, ha. I don't know what you were doing.
It's none of your business.
Like, the dance team needs to be able to go like this. And I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Now this is too much pressure.
I'm just saying there's legacies on the line.
Okay.
And you're ruining all of them. Single-handedly.
I am just Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon. And now you're saying I'm ruining lives.
Potentially. Potentially.
All because I just wanted to audition.
I don't know. You got work to do.
I'm going to go home and cry. Anyways, tonight's trivia question. Because I want to audition for the Hawkeye Marching Band and the voice for the Hawkeye Marching Band. The theme was and is about that. What year was the Hawkeye Marching Band founded? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
They were founded in 1881.
Cool.
Okay, and now, again, we're back to you're freaking me out because you're like, well, Lou did it this way, and now the band has been founded since 1881. Oh, yeah. Like, pressure's on, man. Pressure's on. Like, you can't just, like, half-butt this voicing thing.
Well, no, and you don't just, like, do it, like, once. I think Lou, I think I read that he was had done it for, like, 40 years. You're locked in.
What do you mean, practice for 40 years before auditioning?
No, he was the voice.
I was
going to
say, I only practiced
years.
For one day because you put this on me.
Well, I mean, you got 40 more ahead of you, I guess.
Tune in tomorrow night for another Let's Get Quizzical question with Destiny and Those Girls in the Afternoon. And check out KZIA.com for past questions and answers. Z102.9.
So I was talking to you, Destiny, about the Iowa Renaissance Fair earlier today, because honestly, it's all you want to talk about.
I can't shut up, dude. I had so much fun. It's happening again in the Amanas this weekend. Do yourself a favor and go.
Well, and that's what you were telling me, because I... Even before you went last week, I was like, oh, it would be so much fun. Like, I've always wanted the turkey leg. I don't even really know what goes on at Ren Fairs, but...
That's why you got to go.
They seem cool.
So that you can figure out what goes on at a Renaissance Fair.
Right. So we were talking, and you're like, you got to do it this weekend. You got to. And I was like, okay, let me look at the website, see, like, what times, and I don't know what to expect, I guess. So I was scrolling through, what was it, over 150 vendors?
We got 144 total? Just, like, vendors, but then there's, like... More just foods. So yeah. There's, over 150 vendors, baby.
Crazy. And I just barely was skimming the surface because that's over 100 vendors that I was looking at. And I immediately saw that there was like fortune readings. And I was like, ooh, that sounds so fun. That's right up my alley. And you were like, yeah, I was going to do that, but I totally chickened out.
Yeah. She was called like the pink something fortune.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is up my alley. Like, it's pink. That's my favorite color. The only reason I wussed out, okay, was that my fear was I was going to go up to her and she was going to give me my... I've actually never had my fortune read to me. Mm. Can I be honest with you? I've never had it. My fear was, I was with my boyfriend, neighbor man, that she was going to be like, okay. And I don't know how it goes, so tell me if this is wrong. She was going to be like, all right, I see in your future a breakup. A bad breakup. You know, or like... The person you think you love is not the one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or the person you're with right now is bad juju. I don't know.
Right.
And so that was honestly the fear I had. I don't want to be told that because I love him so much. And imagine him standing right there being told like he's this bad guy.
Really,
you know?
Awkward.
Like, that's my biggest fear. I wanted to be told like he's this great guy. We're going to fall like madly in love. Like, we're already, you know, we love each other. But like that... We're going to die in each other's arms. Like, that's what I want to be told.
Yeah.
You know? That was my fear.
I feel like he can pay for the service if it's that way. But if you get told that
we're going to break
up.
You're
going to break up and that he's terrible, then you probably got to pay for that service.
You do? I would think it's the other way around. If I get told I'm going to get broken up, he needs to be paid for it.
You know what? You might have been onto something. But this might be something you should skip. The fortune reading.
Or wait. Maybe I tell him to go to the bathroom and then I get my reading. Ooh. Because if that's... The case is she tells him we're going to break up. That's fine. I just don't.
No, you're not going to hide that.
I don't need him to know.
You can't hide
no,
that.
No, I'll tell you. I'm not going to tell him.
Yeah, right. You cannot not be suspicious. You'd cry. You'd be like, why do you hate me?
You're right.
It would be over.
I can't keep secrets for the life of me.
No, I say don't do it.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.